on the line is Rachel Hout, the city's digital officer. Rachel, thank you so much for being here. Last week was rough. What is your biggest priority right now in terms of getting businesses back to normal?
Thank you so much for having me. And of course, our primary objective in the immediate days of the hurricane and in the days following has been to establish the safety and security of all New Yorkers, to provide information that's crucial. And of course, that includes the technology industry and making sure that we're reaching out to all the startups in New York City and making sure that they've been able to account for their employees. Fortunately, at this point, we have received confirmation from all of these companies that they have been able to account for their employees, which is, of course, the number one priority. The next step is making sure that we are supporting the tech sector because, as you know, many of them are located below 39th Street, below 26th Street on the west side, and there was a significant impact to business for many downtown companies and many companies that are based in Dumbo. There also was a significant and continues to be an impact on data centers. But if nothing else, we know that New York City's tech industry is incredibly resilient. The number one response that we received when we reached out to many tech companies was, we're fine, we're managing, we've created workarounds, we've set up shops so that we're able to work remotely, and what can we do to help? How can we volunteer, and how can we give back?
So has there been any long-term damage to broadband and cell phone towers? I mean, this is technology that everyone relies on every day, but particularly the tech sector.
There has certainly been an impact to connectivity and also to the infrastructure underlying the systems that connect many of the city's technology companies and websites to data centers. But the thing to keep in mind is that entrepreneurs are incredibly resourceful, and entrepreneurs in New York City are resilient, and they're coming up with solutions. So there has been an impact, but what we are seeing from partners at AT&T, at Verizon, is that they are working 24/7 around the clock to restore connectivity. Same with the city's cable companies. Time Warner is working around the clock, also Verizon Fios, to make sure that New Yorkers are able to get online and that companies are able to do business. So we have seen a large impact, but there's already many initiatives underway that will help to reconnect. But of course, there's still challenges out there. I know that downtown Manhattan and Dumbo in particular are working to find solutions to recover. For example, the Dumbo bid, that's the Business Improvement District, has turned their annual meeting into a fundraiser this Wednesday in order to help support businesses affected there. So everyone has immediately sprung into action and is going to come up with solutions to help to solve these challenges.
I mean, Rachel, the conversation has already turned to how do we prevent this from happening again? I understand the mayor's cell phone wasn't even working for a while. Numerous websites failed during the storm. Are you starting to look at what sort of infrastructure changes need to be done so that these things don't happen during the next disaster?
Absolutely. As I said, the first priority is safety. So that was the first type of communication and type of evaluation that we conducted as we reached out to the tech sector. But the next piece is, which we will be establishing over the coming days, and these conversations have already begun among the tech sector and among the New York City Economic Development Corporation and small business services that immediately, for example, provided resources online to alert companies and entrepreneurs to aid and emergency loans that may be able to assist them. The next step for us is to make sure that we are assessing the biggest impact to business and evaluating how can we prevent this in the future, everything from data recovery to making sure that there are multiple redundancies, making sure that data centers are supported in a way so that we're able to stay online. And there are a wide number of lessons learned, and that's going to be our focus in addition to supporting the recovery in the coming weeks, is to capturing what we've learned and to make sure that we are positioning our technology sector to be even more resilient for the future and going forward.
Should more businesses here in New York ask where their website is hosted, where their data is backed up? Maybe they shouldn't be doing those things in New York. And I'm also wondering if a lot of these new businesses should reconsider where they set up. Dumbo, Lower Manhattan, the places that you mentioned all got hit pretty badly.
Absolutely not. New York City has shown that it is open for business and that it is able to be incredibly resilient. I think 100% that companies should be hosted in New York City. They should continue to be hosted in New York City. If anything, the lessons we're learning will mean that these systems are more robust than anywhere else in the country, anywhere else in the world. Of course, it's always important to have multiple redundancies. Most companies that have a location in one state also have a location in another state. So it's really a moot point to say that you should never only be located or housing your data in just one place, because you never know where these things are going to happen. And so it is very important that New Yorkers and New York City businesses continue to host their data, continue to support their businesses here in New York City. And we are working to make sure that these companies are even more resilient than ever. Typically, some of the biggest challenges have occurred with companies that did not have multiple redundancies. And that is a very important strategy to have in place to make sure that you are able to sustain your and maintain your services and your product delivery in the event of any kind of unexpected situation. But I would say 100% New York City is open for business, and New York City is able to support and leads in the support of providing hosting and providing data center services.
A lot of what you've done is sort of unorthodox pairings of businesses with the government to work together to create projects. You know, Google created a flood zone project with NYC.gov. How are you working with the tech community right now to play a role in rebuilding New York? What are some of the partnerships that are being worked out?
I would say first that these partnerships are very much orthodox. They're fantastic collaborations that truly show the potential of public-private partnerships. And what we have here in New York City is a phenomenally supportive technology community that wants to help improve society, that wants to help New Yorkers, that wants to have a positive impact on the world. And the outpouring of support that we've received in recent days has been overwhelming and incredibly inspiring. Everything from how can we donate money to how can we provide support. For example, we are in close contact with the New York Tech Meetup and New York City. New York Tech Meetup's managing director, Jessica Lawrence, had put together a phenomenal effort to help to rally the tech community to share their services. Another initiative that we have been following closely and helping to promote is hashtag Sandy Coworking, which has provided a platform for companies to open their doors and to welcome in their colleagues and their peers from other places to set up shop and continue to get back to business as they may have sustained challenges to working in their current, in their normal or typical workspaces. In addition to that, to point to a few of the fantastic collaborations that we've had throughout in the days leading up to Hurricane Sandy and in the recovery efforts that are now underway, I would point to phenomenal support from companies such as Twitter, which provided the city with pro bono promoted tweets, which allowed millions more New Yorkers to get the information that they needed. We have seen a phenomenal response to the ability of social media to connect New Yorkers with the information that they are seeking, especially in situations where cell service may not have been functioning at its typical levels. People were able sometimes to get online and use Wi-Fi and get crucial information from Twitter and from Facebook. In addition, I want to point to the phenomenal work of our partners at Google, who created the Google Sandy Alert Map, which was an interactive resource that allowed New Yorkers to find evacuation zones, and now in the days following, to find distribution centers, to find warming centers, and to track outages across the five boroughs. And Google is now working with us, as well as an organization called whosontheballot.org, that is allowing New Yorkers to look up their polling places. And finally, I also want to point to the way that New York City Economic Development Corporation is tying into the Sandy co-working efforts by collecting information from business owners and landlords who are looking to support the sharing of co-working space so that people can get back to work. And the website for that is nycedc.com/back to business. And just one more, which is WNYC.org, with some of the tools that the station has created for the transit tracker, for example, as well as the interactive evacuation zone map have been fantastically received by the public.
That's great. So lots going on. I guess finally, I just want to ask you, Rachel, what did you and your team learn about communicating with the public through new technology and social media during a crisis? There were a lot of people out there who not only didn't their cell phones didn't work, but they didn't have Wi-Fi. They had no power. They had no way of getting on the internet.
So the city of New York, in order to communicate with all New Yorkers, was engaging in a wide range of communication strategies, everything from physically having NYPD cars driving around evacuation zones with a loudspeaker so that people heard firsthand that they were located in an evacuation zone. As well, the city has Notify NYC, which provides text message alerts and phone calls directly to individuals who are signed up to receive emergency notifications. Text messages has become one of the most crucial forms of receiving and finding information in the days leading up to Hurricane Sandy and in the recovery efforts now underway. NYC schools, the Department of Education, is also using their text messaging line, 877-877, which allows people to get information about which schools are open and which schools have been relocated. And 311 also deployed its 311 text messaging service at 311-692, which helped to significantly alleviate the load on the 311 call lines and on especially 911, which should only ever be used for life-threatening emergencies. So that is some of the technologies underway. In addition, of course, social media was crucial. Millions and millions of messages were sent over the course of the weekend through social media to at NYC Mayor's office, from at NYC Mayor's office, as well at NYC Gov and at 311 NYC. The teams have been working around the clock, responding to hundreds and hundreds of messages to help more New Yorkers get the information that we need. Also on NYC.gov, we've seen over 10 million page views and more than 3 million unique visitors who are using these services. And should also note that every one of the mayor's press conferences have been streamed live on the internet via YouTube Live to iPads, iPhones, as well as online. We are really taking a strategy that makes sure that we're able to reach every single New Yorker as best we can. And where there is limited connectivity or no connectivity, actually getting out in the neighborhood and canvassing, knocking on doors, through the services available, working with NYPD and the National Guard to make sure that everyone is aware of the services that are available to them.
Rachel Hout is New York City's digital officer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.